It's good to be with you this morning. It's good to see everyone here, and I trust that we're all coming with a great expectation that the gospel of the finished work of Jesus Christ will be shared this morning. Just very briefly, I always find it intriguing that Christ in his teaching and preaching here would ask questions that he knew the answer to before he asked. Yeah. But yet he asked them. And I'd like to just talk just briefly about one of those questions this morning for just a very few minutes. And the question I have on my mind this morning is in John 21:15. And it reads, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs." This question is asked three times. It mirrors the rejection of Christ three times by Peter, his denial of Christ three times. And it mirrors that by asking him three times if he loves him. But what I'd really like to just talk about is the question itself. Peter, do you love me? And I think Christ is still asking that question today. And I often wonder how I would answer that question were he asked me that now. And I like to think that I would be quick to respond. That I would quickly respond, "You know I love you." And I think all of us would. I think we would all be very quickly to respond in a positive way to that question. But if you break the question down into elements, if you break that love down into elements and ask the question in a different manner, I can't be quite as quick to answer. If you ask the question, "Do I like to think about him? Is he often in my thoughts?" Well, he's in my thoughts, but is he always in my thoughts? How often is he in my thoughts? Do I like to hear about him? I like to hear about him on Sunday mornings when we sit under the sound of the gospel of the finished work of Jesus Christ. But do I like to hear about him otherwise? Do I like to read about him? I try to read about him each day. And I have to admit, I am really devoted to that because of another question he asked. And the other question is, "Have you not read?" And I'd like to be able to answer positively that I've read. I may not understand, but I have read and I have attempted to understand. Do I like to please him? Do I like to follow his commands, his commandments? Do I like to follow him each day, follow him each day in love? Do I like his friends? Do I like those who are devoted to him? Those that talk about him? Those that follow him? Do I like them? Do I love them? Am I protective of his name and his honor? Do I seek to protect his name when I hear others take his name in vain? Do I like to talk to him? Do I pray to him each day and ask for his love to be shed abroad upon me, for his mercy and grace? Do I like to always be with him? Do I like to walk with him each day? Do I like to feel the comfort of his walk with me each day? Thinking and hearing and reading and occasionally talking are not sufficient for real love. real love, we want to always be with him. And I think that's our great hope, that through his sacrifice, through his finished work, we will one day always be with him. And we can express our love to him each day, every day, always. We can think of him, we can talk about him, we can read about him. But I think the greatest element of our love for him is a desire to be with him always. Thank you. If you will, bow with me. God, go to God in prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we have a God who loves us. A God who loves us with so great a love that he would send his only son. Send him to this sinful earth that he might die for our sins, that we might one day be with you in paradise. Father, we pray that you would be with us here this morning. May we feel your mercy and grace shed upon us. May we feel your very presence. Father, we pray for Brother Marty as he comes before us, as he comes to share the message that you have placed upon his heart. We pray that you would be with him, give him strength, give him the words to express the message that you would have us hear. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for each one who goes to make up this body. We ask, if it be your will, that we would be of one mind and one heart, and that being to serve you. Father, we pray for this country. Father, we see so much wickedness and evil around us. We pray that you would come, and if it be your will, give us peace and peace all around. Father, there are so many things that we have failed to do in your name. We just ask that you would be merciful to us, forgive us, continue to be with us each day as we go about our walk here on this earth. Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our many sins, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.